In this bulletin, Victorians enjoy a further easing of COVID-19 restrictions. After 80 years, the mystery of Australia's unknown sailor from World War II is solved. And in sport, Afghanistan's women's youth development football team arrives in the UK with the help of Kim Kardashian. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Almost all remaining COVID-19 restrictions in Victoria have now been scrapped as the state approaches the 90% double-dose vaccination milestone for those aged over 12. From midnight, double-dose Victorians were able to dance in clubs, home visitor limits were scrapped, as well as cafe, bar and restaurant density caps, while masks will not be required for hospitality customers. Premier Daniel Andrews says the restrictions have been eased thanks to the state's strong COVID-19 vaccine uptake. The ease restrictions are now greater than those in New South Wales, where density limits apply for restaurants, hospitality venues, funerals and weddings. In the last 24 hours, Victoria recorded 1,273 new COVID-19 cases and 8 deaths. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has addressed criticism over his remarks yesterday, where he said he understood the frustrations of anti-vaccination protesters in Victoria. Queensland's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles and Labor frontbencher Ed Husic are accusing Prime Minister Scott Morrison of pandering to right-wing extremists ahead of next year's federal election. Mr. Morrison says he was very clear about condemning any threats of violence from protesters, but says state governments need to step back now that vaccination rates are increasing.
I have sympathy for Australians who've had a gutful of governments telling them what to do over the last 2 years. And I think they have been very clear in keeping their side of the deal. And they've kept their side of the deal. It's now time for them to be able to step forward with their lives and for governments to step back out of their lives. That's what Liberals believe. That's what Nationals believe.
The remote Aboriginal community at the centre of the Northern Territory's worst COVID-19 outbreak to date is set to reach a first dose vaccination rate of 100%. Robinson River is home to about 350 people, and the last 15 people are set to receive their first dose by the end of today. Prior to the outbreak, vaccination rates in the community were relatively high, an 87% single dose vaccination coverage. 19 COVID-19 cases have been recorded in the Catherine and Robinson River regions. After 80 years, the identity of the only body ever recovered from the lost warship HMAS Sydney has been revealed. The ship sank with all of its crew on board in World War II. Although the grave of the so-called unknown sailor was found in 2006, it was only with the help of DNA testing that the identity of the sailor was revealed as Thomas Wellesby Clark. Chief of Navy, Vice Admiral Michael Noonan, says he was only 21 years old when he died.
And certainly from the remains that we found, he did actually have shrapnel in his skull. So it's very hard to determine how he got into the float and how long he may have survived. But all indications are that he was the only survivor from the battle who actually left the ship.
The Minister for Veterans Affairs and Defence Personnel, Andrew Gee, says with the technology now available, it is expected more unidentified Australian soldiers will be revealed.
We are still working so hard to identify and honour our servicemen and women. And it shows and demonstrates in the clearest possible way that no matter how long ago the conflict, no matter what the circumstances, Australia honours its sacred commitment to remember those who've served and sacrificed so much for our nation.
To sport, members of Afghanistan's women's youth development football team arrived in Britain and will now spend 10 days in quarantine before starting new lives in the country. The effort was made possible with the help of Kim Kardashian West, a US rabbi and English Premier League club Leeds United. The 30 teenage players and their families, about 130 people in all, arrived on a plane at Stansted Airport near London from Pakistan following evacuations from Kabul in August. Former national women's team captain Khalida Popel, who has spearheaded evacuation efforts for the female athletes, says she couldn't be more relieved to see the teenagers reach safety.
Many of those families left their houses when the Taliban took over. Their houses were burned down. Some of their family members were killed or taken by Taliban. So the danger and the stress was very high. And that's why it was very important to move faster to get them outside Afghanistan.
Afghanistan's national women's football team was evacuated by Australia and the youth team was resettled in Portugal. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, a late shower or two, 22. Melbourne, a possible shower and 18. Hobart, a shower or two, 17. Canberra, showers increasing, 20. Wollongong, much the same, 25. Newcastle and Sydney, similar conditions, 28. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.